Year 11, discuss Lenny.
Okay, so our group's going to be talking about why we believe that Lenny is the most memorable character in the novella. This starts due to the fact that his innocence leads to destruction. So does anyone have anything to add to that?
Innocence leads to destruction. Well, I guess in a way he's the most relatable to that. Because everyone tells Lenny about their dream. And in a way he destroys everyone's dream by cutting them off one by one. I think that could be shown by him like crippling Curly's hand. Because he used to be a boxer before. And then him by killing off Curly's wife. Shows like how he removes her from the story entirely because like she wanted to be an actress after.
I was gonna say the more people he tells about the dream, the more he kills sense.
I think Lenny's quite destructive as he kind of like kills off dreams, animals, like anything which is living.
That's right.
He's quite reckless in a way, like a bear. So it's his relation to an animal, as he doesn't really think with his mind that much. He thinks more physically.
Yeah, but in a way, I guess we grow to love him as he comes through the book, and we get to know more about him and what his difficulty he has going through the book.
Obviously, because he's quite simple-minded. I don't think he realizes the kind of destruction he's doing. He's just focused on getting the farm to a place.
He's also like a child in a way. Because he wants to play with a mouse in one of the first scenes. And when you were little,
the sycamore scene, isn't it? That's the one in the beginning of the book.
And when you're little, like you like to sleep with a stuffed animal. And he likes to sleep with the puppies, so that shows his relationship.
He also likes to hang on to the mice, even if it's dead or not. He still likes to hang on to
it.
Comfort. That gives him a sense of somebody's there with him at all. Like George, for example. George with him. Go on.
Talking about Lenny being a child, Curly's wife calls him a big baby.
In the lot just before, I think she's killed off by, what's it called?
Lenny.
She refers to him as a child. Because I guess she tells him everything, and children don't remember that much stuff. So I guess he's very relatable.
He's quite open.
I was going to say, from the start of the book, just going back there, just the little things like George telling him don't slurp too much from water and I prefer beans with ketchup, he kind of grows on you from there.
I guess from that stage we get to like him more.
It's the innocence compared to all the other characters that is quite...
It's much more relatable to... Anything else, Tyler?
Referring back to Raph's point, it refers back to... my point of him being a child, it's like when you're little you really really want something, and he really wanted the ketchup, there was no ketchup. And it also shows that he hasn't got that that much manners, and when he was slurping on the water,
it still relates to what Raph is saying, like the how childish she is.
It's like your mother or father.
George can also relate to that in a way, because he is a high figure in the book, so this can also help on Lenny.
I think Crooks is quite naive, as Lenny's quite naive. He gets manipulated by Crooks into believing that George is going to leave him and not come back.
And I think the reason that affects him is he's kind of, George is like a father figure to him, or an older brother. Obviously he's trying to teach him not to slurp from the water.
Father figure, I guess.
And also the idea of getting the little place with the alfalfa, that's like a bedtime story that kind of keeps him comfortable.
That's one with the farm, the dream that he had in the beginning of the book. I guess he can also relate to it as he move on to the book, because that's the final thing that George tells him before shooting him in the back of the head.
Just showing how vulnerable he is, and he trusts George with his life, because George tells him to go jump in a lake as a joke, and he actually does it.
Any conclusion to add?
Just one more thing, which is going back to your point of him being shot in the back of the head. With regards to animal imagery, shooting in the back of the head is how they shot the dog as well, so that kind of links that all together.
It's also like, in a, it's like the bullet is like a tranquilizer bullet in a way, because they're kind of putting him down.
And I guess, like, I saw Scott says, like, Dogs don't know much.
Yeah.
That's what people do. They come talk to dogs if they have any like information to say. And in a way, everyone did that related to Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaps, I'm going to stop you there so we have time to go on. I like that the dogs don't know much. I think one of the things I'd say in this group, just again, actually to think about, you've made an awful lot of comments about Lenny, most of which are perfectly valid. Remember, he's not real. He's been written by Steinbeck. So when we talk about the animal imagery around Lenny, make sure you're crediting Steinbeck for using that animal imagery rather than just saying, oh, Lenny is a bear, or oh, Lenny is this. Because, of course, he's not real. Okay, but I'll move on.